2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show. So here we go, the 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. Today we're all in the studio.
Yay! And we have a guest. Look at our guest.
With a special guest, Greg T. the Roundhead and Frat Boy.
T.
What's up, Elvis? Passing through.
So I haven't been back in the studio for a while. Neither has Danielle, or Brody.
No, me too.
Well, no. So why today? We had to talk in the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Why are you back today too? Because it seems like we all chose the same day.
Serendipitous. Well, I figured, you know, Monday.
What's the word? Serendipitous.
Serendipitous.
Late. So, like, you know, Monday, you're coming off a nice weekend, so who wants to go back to work, you know? So then I felt like, all right, you know, Tuesday, we'll, you know, go on in. And then probably by the end of the week, you know, who really wants to go to work on a Friday? So, you know, I'm only here, like, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then we're done.
Okay, so are you going to start coming in almost every week?
I think maybe, unless I have a good tea time. I'm sure Froggy can understand that.
Oh, totally. I get a tea
time.
Right. But, right. I mean, I'm looking, I think maybe like a Wednesday is a good day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know.
You know what I find fascinating?
Sure.
Is that, you know, people who've been staying home, they're making their own hours. They're just choosing it. They're like, I want to do this, a little bit of that. And that's right. Fascinating. I like that, Greg T.
Yeah.
Right. Scary, don't forget you're on the camera, too.
No, other way.
Who's scary? The side of your head.
No, other
scary.
That one.
It's so
no.
Funny. He still wears
that
those
one. That one. That one. Yeah.
Yeah. They're just scary. Scary.
Wait a minute. T just said you have on an ugly ass shirt.
Again.
Wait. He told us that's the best shirt he has. He put it on for us today.
Yep.
Special.
His prettiest one.
It's his favorite T-shirt. You just said it's ugly.
And it really is. And like, and you figured like during the pandemic, you know, people picked up like hobbies and things to do. Like maybe he could have picked up more like fashion sense. Wow. You know, he's got this disgusting
God.
Shirt on. Come on,
you are no less of a dick than when you left here. You are so
show us your show us your shorts, Greg T. Let's see these shorts.
Your shorts.
Right here.
Take off your man purse.
These are fashionable.
Paint the house?
No, these are authentic.
Don't you dare not Costco pants. Don't you dare.
He's got Costco pants.
Come on now. These are real. I made these myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, like you put on
this is real caulking and paint.
You put on a pair of jorts and a bird shit all over.
Somebody told me that these are so fashionable you can buy them at Zara for $40. I said, I'm going to sell them.
Zara?
They're so fashionable.
I'm going to sell them.
Was it a guy at the stoplight asking for money?
Zara's great. All right, so we're all here. There's Straight Nate, and there's Scary, and there's Gandhi, and Dave Brody's in the studio, and there's Garrett, of course, Greg to the Frat Boy,
Bastard.
And Danielle.
Hello.
And Scotty B.
Hi.
And Froggy. That's enough. We got enough people.
Why is Brody so far down? No one's going to be able to. Look, this is.
I can't see. I don't have the screen on.
You know, speaking of Zara, I was talking to a friend. They work in fashion. Do you want to know how to calculate the cost of the actual cost of clothing?
Yes.
How? Move the decimal point one place. So if your shirt is $20,
it's $2.
It's $2.
Shut up.
I shit
Shut
you
up.
Not.
Really?
And then they said for places like Zara, move the decimal point and then divide it in two.
Stop it.
I'm not even kidding. They work in fashion. Okay. They know these things.
So Greg T has $4 jeans.
Then. That's a ripoff, man. That is a ripoff.
And hey. Scary has $30 shirt on.
This is Ted Baker, okay?
Oh, here Jesus. We go. Dropping. I'm sorry if you dropped a name.
Yeah. Who?
This is Ted Baker. Hey, so let's talk about a few things. First of all, it's great to be in the studio with everyone today, and it feels good. It's a different energy, and love it. I may come back again tomorrow. I don't know.
Yeah!
I know he's not gonna.
I was.
He sounded like the Kool-Aid man coming through.
Oh, yeah. he runs like the Kool-Aid man, too.
He did that pelvic thrust.
You have to come in tomorrow. Scary's going to wear his second favorite T-shirt tomorrow.
Oh, whatever
the lobster pot.
And it was in that exact instant. Elvis decided he's not coming in tomorrow.
I'm still on the fence. I don't know. I'll let you know, Danielle.
Let me know if we're coming back.
Today on our show, I don't know if you're listening, but we played live audio as it was happening, as Blue Origin took off from Van Horn, Texas, at outer space with Jeff Bezos, his brother, and two incredibly great storied guests as well. And I got emotional. I started crying because I don't know why. I'm still not sure if anyone can tell me why they think. Why do we cry when we see such magical magical things.
I mean, for me, it felt so emotional just because I bet Wally Funk never thought she was actually going to be able to make it into space. And she practiced for it. She trained. She did everything that the men did. And then she was told, sorry, you have boobs and a vagina. You can't go into space. It's not for you. Yeah. And then she got to do it. And that's just amazing on a historic flight of all things. Like, it's so cool.
And I felt like I was in elementary school again. Remember when they used to wheel the TV in for the space shuttle launches?
Yes.
That's what it felt like today.
Well, it was pretty amazing. And it was great having you on too, Froggy, because you've been studying this and you knew what they were doing and you could explain it to us.
Watching it and just seeing it start to finish that quick was unbelievable. And then to watch them get out and hug their family members again, I'm like, so what did you do this morning? Well, I got up, I took the dogs out and did this. They went to space. It's like, really? We haven't done shit today and they went to space.
We really. All we did is sit here and make fun of Greg T. Hey.
Not to be a dick.
Be a dick.
But
it looked like a dick.
It did. It looked like the ambiguously gay duo car. But anyways, I think you're the only person that may have experienced this. Do you remember the moon landing?
The moon landing was how many years ago?
1969.
I don't know. I was only... You
know. I want to know what that felt like. You know, to watch something, you could stand on another.
I'm glad you brought that up. Greg T is here. He believes it never happened.
Yes, I don't even think they can really tell you how it felt because it didn't happen.
He's convinced
it happened
it didn't
in a studio somewhere.
Right, yeah.
So they're probably like, you know, tell him it was like soft and very powdery. And they're like, oh, it's very nice.
You really don't believe that?
100%. I've never changed.
Yeah. Now, do you believe these people went to space today?
Why is that? How come you can't just form the possibility of it happening?
Well, to be honest, I think that, honestly, if you do some research about what was going on at the time in America during that 67 to 69, that area, and then think about it, the rush to get up there, up to the moon, between Sputnik and the United States was a big deal. And we had to get up there, and, you know, some historians will tell you, had we not planted that flag in that moon, we could have been into another depression here, you know, in America. For real, it's a big deal. Look, there's a lot of research behind it.
So you don't think America was good enough to have really done it?
I think that they had to do it for a reason. I think they needed to make us feel like we were important again.
Well, something to keep in mind, this happened on July 20th, 1969.
Today.
That's today.
Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Now, T.
Do you believe that they went actually to space this morning, what we just watched? Do you believe that?
Yo, that happened. Yeah, for sure. That
do you think that we've landed on the moon since? We just didn't do it at that time?
I think we have gone back there now to do some research, but I don't really think at the time.
Okay, so it was just a fake. We wanted to be the first, but then we got there eventually.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You know,
is there a possibility it happened?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I guess anything's possible. But,
okay. All right.
You know, I mean, I just think that they lie to us. The government lies.
They. So somehow a whole TV studio, as you claim, 52 years, all those people, the producers, the NASA people, the astronauts, all those people for generations now, nobody said anything. Yes. They were all able to keep a secret. No one on their deathbed came forward and said, it was fake, and then died. Nobody. That's what you believe, as opposed to it really happening.
Well, because think about this, Elvis, for real. We have so many more like whistleblowers these days. Social media is a big deal these days.
And
there's no
forward.
Way to get around it. But back then, people were like, you know, hey, did you see that? And they're like, oh, my God, it happened. They believe anything.
So by that theory, the Bible's fake, too, then.
Well, the theory's on the Bible. Forget it.
Don't get started.
And chicken. Don't forget chicken. He doesn't believe there's a lot of chicken.
You know I've been right about that now.
We're running out of chickens. Well, anyway, so that's Greg T's take.
Mine only.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, basically. No, there are fucked up people like you. You're not the only one that's all fucked up.
What are your thoughts on science and medicine? No,
let's not go
there. Let's move on.
Anyway. Anyway, it's good to have you in here.
Yeah.
You know, it was actually another anniversary of the day when you shit on the floor.
I swear to you.
Can you actually show them the square?
I can use it again.
It was
this
all
is the square that had to be replaced. That's where Greg T shit on the floor.
Well, and the spray went so far, we had to replace actually four squares.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate and I took up that carpet.
That yeah. Right. Me and Garrett was screwdriver.
Yeah. Although, can I be honest, I like the newer carpet color better.
Oh,
well, Greg T, can you shit on the rest of the rug for us?
I can do it right now. I can do it on command. I'm very
You know what I realized? That day also, there's something else he did a few years ago. It was also National Nudity Day. That was the day he went down to the Breakfast Club and got naked in front of the Breakfast Club on air.
They still have not forgiven us for that.
Isn't that why Chelsea Handler will, like, never come back?
I have pissed off a lot of celebrities. And,
what was that frog?
I went down there with T when he went to the Breakfast Club. He got up on the counter. Charlemagne got up on the countertop to get away from T because he was naked.
You remember the first time Charlie Puth came here?
Did Greg T get naked
yes,
for him too?
He did.
He was so excited.
You know, more people have seen your penis.
I know, it's
than not.
You know, I'm telling you, you could take my penis off and you can bronze it. Yeah. People would still, you know, you put it in the corner like on a shelf.
We wouldn't need a lot of bronze.
They wouldn't be able to see it.
It looked like a peanut.
BTS didn't enjoy it though.
No.
Oh yeah, that was a bad day. We're still working that out. Yeah. Anyway, so back to all of us in the studio again today together. It's a great feeling. It's good to be back in here, and we're going to do it more. It won't happen every day.
No.
It's not going to happen every day. Well, especially not with you, because you don't work here.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Just
wait a minute.
You know, but you see how easy it is? We've been together so long that I feel like even though I've only been gone for like a year and a half, it's like I could still be right in the, like I'm in it, you know? It's like you never learn. You don't forget how to ride a bicycle.
You could always go back home, right, Greg T? Who says?
Who says?
Oh, Dorothy.
Who says you
can't you want to come back?
Dorothy? Bon Jovi.
No, Bon Jovi.
I thought you were a fan of Bon Jovi.
The Wizard of Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
There's no place like home.
There's no place like home, you dumbass.
That's the same.
Who says you can't? Go home.
That was John Bon Jovi.
Yeah, there you go. That's
the
guy
who has a theory on the moon landing.
What's that frog?
Do you want to come back, T?
No.
There's definite days that I miss you guys. I miss the zaniness.
Monday, Tuesday,
I'll speak
Wednesday.
For him. Nah, he doesn't want to come back.
But you know what? But I think it was almost like a perfect timing to do something different, you know? As hard as it was a good thing. You're right? No? I don't know.
Yeah, perfect timing. Or 6 years earlier.
Wow, Brody, that was a dick thing to say.
Okay, wait, what I can't hear Froggy that well. I'm sorry. What, Froggy?
Brody, that was kind of a dick thing to say, but never mind.
Oh. Thanks, I'm sorry.
What
for me?
How would Greg T have done his job here all during COVID? We never got to that point.
I don't know.
He was already gone. I mean, what would he have done? We'd have done like stuff at home on camera.
Well, here we are today, and we're doing it this way, and it's all good. We're all happy how it turned out.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Have your daughters put some money on the floor for butt fucks. That'd be a great idea.
That would be great.
Do you guys want to do a quick round of butt bucks?
Yeah, Elvis, come on.
Yeah, I've never
Big
seen
Daddy.
Butt bucks.
We can't do that.
I never saw butt bucks ever.
We cannot have a grown man and his bare ass and balls sticking out.
And you know what else?
We can't get away with that anymore.
And they're older now, so now they got the internet and they're watching it all the time.
Now they have the internet.
Oh my gosh. No way. You know what popped up on my camera the other day? When we had that party at your house, Elvis, and he was naked the whole time.
The whole party.
Every picture is T. Everyone's clothed, but T's naked the whole time.
How about at Elvis's wedding when he gave the heartfelt speech, buck naked, with his dick out right next to me, and then stuck a lime in his ass? That was great.
And then you try to make out with my husband in the bed while I was doing the show, and we have video of it.
Yeah. I do like Alex.
What were you doing on the honeymoon with them? That was weird.
Well, that was really weird.
Because you know,
he's been naked on your pool table.
I miss Elvis all the time. Wherever he goes, I want to be there with him. I'm going to go home with him now after this.
In Greg T's defense, though, he never had sex where you're sitting, Elvis.
I have this picture on my phone.
All right. Time's up.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Time's up. Right, Frog?
With that said, we got to get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Well, thanks for sitting in today, Greg T.
It's good to see you.
I'll miss you guys tomorrow again.
You know what? They say you can go back home. So go back home. We love you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to our podcast. We're watching as well.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.